You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Tell me about the weather that we've had, where the rain has come, and what you think it means.
Well, certainly we have had a nice 24 hours of rainfall across parts of the region from north central Iowa into central Illinois, and are seeing it expanding into parts of Indiana. And over the next 24 hours through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow, we are going to see a further expansion in this rain to include northeastern Illinois, northern Indiana, actually a big part of Indiana, and a big part of Ohio. And what we're going to end up with is a really nice, moist topsoil situation from just about all of that region. So northern and eastern Iowa into Ohio will be looking very good at the topsoil. And at the subsoil level, we are not depleting the moisture very much. There's a few pockets out there running slightly short, but with this rain, we're going to conserve that subsoil moisture. So in that corridor, everything's looking pretty darn good. And Minnesota is in great shape as well from previous rain, but we do have a problem out there in the southwestern Corn Belt, Kansas, and parts of central Missouri, as well as southeastern Nebraska and southwestern Iowa. Not doing too well there. We are running short to very short on topsoil moisture in some of that region. There is opportunity for rain, though, coming up over the next 5 to 6 days in that part of the Midwest as well. And I think that they won't get as much rain volume-wise as we've seen in the heart of the Midwest, but there will be some temporary relief out there as well. So the good news is that. The bad news is that in the following week, the second week of the two-week outlook, we're probably going to see many areas dry back down again with rising temperatures in the western Corn Belt perhaps as well. So we'll keep a close eye on the whole situation. But for right now, it's looking pretty good.
Do you have an idea of how high the temperatures might be when we get into the pollination time, runs something like July 10 to July 18 at this point for most of the crop across the primary growing regions in Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota, and Indiana?
Well, I do think we'll see 90s occurring on a regular basis on the west side of the Missouri River in that first week of July. Temperatures over 100 in the minor areas out there in the plains, but in the area between the Missouri and Mississippi River area, we'll probably see those temperatures still holding middle 80s to lower 90s, and I don't think we'll probably see it much warmer than that until late in that first week of July and on into the second week, and then we'll probably see some middle 90s in that region, maybe once in a while an upper 90 in Missouri especially, and in central and southwestern parts of Iowa.
So bottom line today, the crop is in better condition going forward than it would have been a week ago.
Absolutely, and we'll have to keep our fingers crossed as we move through that pollination period.
And then if you take one quick look at the Chinese corn crop, what do you see there?
China is having a wonderful year so far. There is no problem in that country. There's maybe a little bit too much moisture perhaps in some of the southern areas, but it really looks very good. There's been timely rain. In the last 4 or 5 days, there's been a big decline in topsoil moisture in parts of the North China Plain, but I think they're going to get more timely rain that will leave them in fairly good shape as we move on into the early July. So I don't see any problems in China right now. A good crop is in the making.
Drew, thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated. I'm Todd Gleason.